And 2 days later, I'm lying on a couch in the hospital, the lotion for my scan cool on my belly, and the ultrasound image of our baby up there on the ultrasound machine, when out of nowhere, I see Lucas and I at about 5 years old in our apartment in Hasselbystrand with my mother Tova, who is always taking us out on peace marches and demonstrations for nuclear disarmament. And we're there beside the kitchen table. And Lucas, lovely Lucas, asks if there was going to actually be a nuclear war. And he was serious, as only a child can be serious. And Tova, our mother, sat him on her knee and said with a sigh as sad can be, maybe. Maybe. Not no. Not unlikely. Maybe. And in that maybe, I fear a seed was sown, which perhaps took root in my brother's soul, where it stretched itself out into the shape of a submarine. And as I look at the ultrasound, now scanning the seabed of my tummy, and as I watch my baby open and close its tiny fist, I think of Lucas. I think of Lucas. Beautiful Lucas. And that maybe, that terrible maybe that perhaps tore his world in two. But now I close my eyes and I see them at that fair. Lucas and Eric. I see them.